straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54. Area 54.
Talking about his feelings or about his idea of relationship. When I hear traffic, here on 6,000, I don't have the feeling that anyone is talking. I have my feeling that the sound is acting.
page. And if I don't reply soon, you might forget it again. And you're so careful with the terms, but they slipped in your hands. 'Cause you wrote love and I know you mean it. Yeah, you wrote love and I know you mean it. And do you hold on to it too? And do you care still where I go? Is every new street that you move to just an empty road? Well, I don't care. It's not gone and I wanna repeat it. It's just a second of your time, gone like a casual sigh. Just know I'll never shake it off so easily. I'll never shake it off, shake it off in time. And if you're staring at screen, still deciding how to say what you mean, but you can't. All the things that we mean, yes you can. Well, should I try to put it off? 'Cause when I try to be cool, well I just can't fake it. I'm making things worse when I just can't fake it. Stop. You never say the things you do up in the middle of the night, yeah. 'Cause you know just what it leads to, that I can never hold my tongue. 'Cause I love you so bad and I wanna repeat it. I love you so bad, now I'm gonna repeat it. I love you so bad and I wanna. I love you so bad and I wanna repeat it. I love you too bad 'cause I'm gonna repeat it. I love you so bad and I'm gonna repeat it. I love you so bad and I wanna repeat it. I love you so bad and I wanna repeat it. I love you too bad 'cause I'm gonna repeat it. I love you so bad, so bad.
Thank you. Listen to Area 54 with Tim and Mike. Chill show here on 94.7. Appreciate you tuning in. Just played a song from Dutch artists Kraken Smack off their latest album, Boogie Yanks. We played the title track. Junior Boys did a song called EP off the album It's All True. And Thievery Corporation's got a brand new album out called Culture of Fear. It's due out the 28th of June. And we played a song, great song, one of my favorite tracks on this album so far. I've only listened to it once over. Song's called Fragments. Great track, nonetheless. This guy's been around since 1997. It was 97 when they came out with the Sounds of the Thievery Hyperfine.
Really? Like, that long ago?
Yeah, it's been a while.
And they actually, and one of the tracks, they bring back one of the samples from that album.
They did, yeah. I know. Yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about this album. I want to hear what your thoughts are on it, because I was pretty negative on what I thought it was going to be. But we'll talk about it after I back announce the rest of it. We played Paul Kalkbrenner. The song's called Aaron. That was remixed by Ted and Francis. Started off the whole set with Monarchy. The song's called The Phoenix Alive off their self-titled album. So let's go back to Culture of Fear, since this album is just coming out this month, and these guys are, of course, going to be touring and playing the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall, which is going to be great.
September 14th, yeah, and the album's out on Tuesday next week.
Both of us, you know, they come out with their latest album, Radio Retaliation. Well, this is theirs, but the Radio Retaliation, kind of a political statement album of theirs, and a political statement concert that they did. This album comes out, and it's all about the music, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the songs has some political overtones.
Maybe. They've always had something, you know. They definitely don't have to get away from it.
Well, you think with a title like Culture of Fear, it'd be a political album, but it isn't so much. It's more of a music album.
Right. Yeah, the name's enough, I guess, right?
They changed the sound a bit. They kind of, I don't know if you noticed that they don't really have those Middle Eastern sitar sounds in there and the Indian sounds anymore.
Yep, they got away from that. Got a little bit more ambient. They have some great instrumental tracks on this album. I like it. I'm pretty excited.
You know, it is growing on me. The first time I listened to it, I was working and I just had it on as background.
Pretty backgroundy,
yeah. And when it was background music, I was like, more of the same. You know, I think Cosmic Game and the last Radio Retaliation were kind of in the same mold, those two albums.
Yep.
And so I figured, it's just part three in the series, right? But then I listened to it in the car louder, and I realized there's some great songs on here.
They're revisiting some of their earlier stuff.
Yeah,
definitely.
So if they're going to be playing this album at the show at the Schnitzer, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great show, even though it's going to be a sit-down show, which is kind of disappointing. I guess you can stand in place, right?
I like sitting down listening to music.
You're getting old. Tim only goes to sit-down shows.
No. It's been a long time since I've been to a sit-down show.
All right. We're going to play some more music for you guys. We're going to have to play some more Thievery Corporation probably later tonight and also tomorrow. So just, it's a preview of the album that's going to be available Tuesday. I'm sure a lot of you guys have already pre-ordered it. It's going to be out Tuesday. We're going to play a lot more off of it in the coming weeks. All right. Next up, we're going to play some older music from Flunk. These guys are from Norway off their Morningstar album. We're going to play Play. Play, 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 Tim.
Okay, let's hit play.
All right.